And then watch this now. And what he created and gave life, he also gave to that which he gave life to sustain life. And the Bible said, in God, every good gift, every perfect gift is where? From above. So everything God gave us is good. And what God gave and what God brought forth, he brought forth and he sustained it. But we have an adversary who wants to destroy it. Yeah. And so when we allow ourselves to be deceived by listening and entertaining something that God didn't say, we put ourselves in a position to be destroyed or cause pain or suffering to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in him was life, life was the light of men. Keep going. Hallelujah. And the light did what? Shineth in darkness. And darkness did what? Comprehended it not. Listen to this from the modern English version. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Notice you call the word he. Jesus is the living word. He was in the beginning with God. God made everything by he, him, Jesus. All right? Let's do this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 1. Let's see what translation. I think I'm going to use the Amplified if you got it. Hebrews 1:1. If y'all can pull up, I'll go ahead and pull it up. So if you don't have it, I'll have it. So y'all just have to follow along with me. They probably got the Amplified Classic, but I'm going to do the Amplified itself, the regular Amplified. I want y'all to listen. They put up the Amplified Classic. That's what you got. If you got the regular Amplified, put it up. That's the one I want. I want y'all to listen now. Okay. While they find it, I didn't give them that scripture, but while they are looking for it, I'm going to read. And y'all listen closely. I'm reading from the Amplified itself. You know, they got the Amplified Classic. I'm reading from the regular Amplified. He said, and this is how we read, God having spoken to our Father long ago, in the voices and writings of the prophets, in many separate revelations, each of which set forth a portion of the truth. And in many ways, he has in the last days spoken with finality to us in the person of one who is by his character and nature, his son, namely Jesus. Okay? Listen to it now. Whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things. He is what? He appointed him what? Heir and lawful owner of all. How many? There that word is again, all. Satan don't own anything. Adam gave him a right to be here, and he brought this destruction here. And God get accused of doing all of this. Now, I promise you this, God has a wrath and he will take care of his own people and on his own stuff. A poor fellow won't take care of his own house. And so you will see the wrath of God. You will, and there are wars have been fought and God won for Israel. When Israel obeyed God, they couldn't handle Israel. When they got in sin, they lost because they were trying to fight without the fighter. And that's what we do when we get off the word and try to fight our own battle. You're trying to fight a fight without the stuff to win the fight. You can't win without faith. It's impossible. This battle, this life we live, operates by faith. Hallelujah. And love is the sure foundation that faith will always work. Hallelujah. So where did I stop it? Let me pick up. I know where I am. All right. Now listen. He said his son, namely Jesus, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things. Now listen to this now. Through whom also he created the universe. That is, the universe as a space-time matter continuous. The sun is the radiant that express and only the sun is the radiant and only expression of the glory. Look who the sun is now. He's the radiant and only expression of the glory. Our awesome God, reflecting God's Shekinah glory, the light being the brilliant light of the divine, and the exact representation and perfect imprint of the Father, essence, and upholding, listen to now. See, he created this. See, I want you to see, he created everything. Satan didn't create nothing, but that gown is about to be put in his place. God already got it. God already got the place for him to be put in. And he will be put away from human contact. But what God wants you and I to understand, while he's here, through Adam tripping up, messing up, and allowing him to be here, he came here, the second and last Adam, and fixed it so we can win while he's here, and he can't stop us. He may cause some problems, but he can't stop you. Because this word is too powerful. And this is what it's all about while you're here tonight. God wants you to be partaker. So he wants an impartation to take place. He wants some revelation to come to you. So you'll know, no matter what come on this earth, you can't be stopped. Hallelujah. No matter what shows up, no matter what kind of bomb, what kind of whatever, you cannot be stopped. They can't wipe you out. Pharaoh tried it with the Israelite. He thought he had them because the Red Sea was in front of them and mountain on each side, and they couldn't climb the mountain. He didn't think they could go across the Red Sea, but he fooled them. He found out. You can't mess with God. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, you can't mess with God. And think you got God trapped. Hallelujah. And when we understand, can I talk to y'all tonight? When we understand that we have been joined to him and we are one with him, we are who he is. But this truth has not gotten in our heart. Because the way we talk and act and conduct ourselves when something shows up, it should never move us. God ain't moved by that. I said, God is not moved by that. Because he knows there's nothing that Satan got that he can change him and overcome him. And that same victory, Jesus came and gave it to you and me. So let me go on. Let me pick up. Said Jesus, reflecting God's Shekinah glory, light being and brilliant light of divine, the exact representation and the perfect imprint of his Father, essence, and upholding, maintaining. Listen to what he's doing now. Upholding, doing what? Upholding, maintaining, propelling all things. He ain't stopping nothing. I know that's chaos because, and why? Because Adam and men and women in this earth participate with Satan.